Welcome back to another episode of Coop's Hot Corner, presented by Dadbot Sports. Let's dive right into it, guys. What's going on in the world of baseball? Well, it is still spring training, so still everything is made up and the runs don't matter. That's right. They mean absolutely nothing this year. I've met a couple of people who are kind of losing their minds. They're just like, oh my God, they're getting blown out and everything like that. This pitcher doesn't know what the hell he's doing. They're not, because everyone's working on something different during spring training. You might have a pitcher throwing only fastballs, just trying to get command of that fastball since he's coming back. Or maybe he has a new pitch and he's trying to face it with live batters. So it's not like he's trying to get the outs, more as he's trying to work on his pitches. And you want to talk about errors galore? I mean, some are mental mistakes, some are just throwing errors. I mean, these guys have been off for a couple of months. So don't lose your minds if you guys are not playing well. So say all that. Spring training, we're still getting back into the groove, back into the feel. It's just fun. It's a glorified practice. It's a scrimmage. It's nothing. It's the only time where a pitcher can leave the game and come back in the next inning. So this is not, I want to say it's not real baseball, but it's not real baseball. So, but let's continue on where we were the last time. Free agencies, noticeably, what I called was going to happen, finally happened. It was, where is he? Cody Bellinger. He signed a three-year contract, re-signed, I should say, with the Chicago Cubs, which I think is great for both parties. Three-year contract. He gets opt-outs after the first and second year. So if he wants to test himself next year or the year after, more power to him. So I think it's great for him. I think he gets $30 million on the first 2 years and $20 million on the third. So we'll see how that goes. Blake Snell, still a noticeable free agent. Nobody's has picked him up yet. Jordan Montgomery, nobody's picked him up yet. And Trevor Bauer is doing everything he can. It's a little sad at this point. Nobody wants him. And yes, he was found not guilty, but I think it's more of a clubhouse presence with him that is the issue. Why no one wants to touch him for the league minimum, which is what he said he's willing to take, is all incentives, basically. He's desperate to get back in. I don't know if anyone's going to try to touch him just because of everything going on with his history. JD Martinez is out there. Solid DH. I mean, last year he had 33 home runs, 103 RBIs, and had a 271 average. So I'm sure whatever team he goes to, he'll definitely boost your bat. I mean, he's a great DH. Matt Chapman got a qualifying offer. For those of you who don't know the qualifying offer is a team puts out the league average, which is 125 top salaries in baseball. So the top 25 players, they do their average, and this year it comes out to $20.325 million. It's up last year from $19.65 million. That's a good little chunk of change. I'm not sure if anyone's going to sign Matt Chapman after that qualifying offer, so could be another little show-me year, another, I don't want to say it's a pillow contract because it's not, it's a qualifying offer, but also if you don't know what the qualifying offer, if someone else does pick him up, they get draft pick compensations for picking him up. So that's a huge part of the qualifying offer, but that's really it for free agents. But we've only been talking about 5 minutes, so I want to go on a little bit of a rant, if you don't mind. Before we started the Dadbot Sports podcast, I used to go live on my Facebook page, and most notably, I was live for the NFL draft about how terrible my Giants did. One of the more well-known ones was when we picked up Daniel Jones. I lost my mind, truly. So people look forward to my rants. So that's what I'm going to do tonight. I want to talk a little bit about the New York Mets. What do you have to rant about with the New York Mets? Oh, I have a whole bunch to rant about with the New York Mets. For those who know me, I can't stand Philadelphia. I hate that city. It's the city of brotherly love. Lies. Nothing but lies. I say how much I hate them. I hate their fan base. I hate every team there. I hate the memorial for Rocky. I hate that Liberty Bell with a crack in it that we celebrate. I mean, it's... Eh. I mean, it's right up there with Plymouth Rock. If you haven't seen Plymouth Rock, look up a picture of Plymouth Rock and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's nothing special. Why do I say how much I hate Philadelphia? I think New York Mets fans are worse than Philly fans. That's my own fan base I'm talking about. I think we are worse fans than Philly fans. Now, why do I say that? People I've seen online are already calling for the resignation and for Steve Cohen to sell the team after 3 years. I'm coming on his fourth year right now because he promised a World Series title within 4 to 5 years. At the time, it was a realistic goal. I still think possibly next year with a free agency class coming out. I'll talk about that a little bit later for next season. But people are telling each other online that they need Steve Cohen to sell the team because he doesn't want to spend the money, which is absolutely ludicrous. Okay, let's get down into the numbers, shall we? Because baseball is a numbers game. Steve Cohen is worth $19.82 billion. $19.82 billion as of February 28th, 2024. That was yesterday. He is the richest owner in baseball. And they're saying, well, he's not spending the money. He is spending the money. He has the second highest payroll in baseball, only behind the Yankees, with $283.8 million. He is spending the money. What it is he spent the money on Scherzer and Verlander. We lost Edwin Diaz. We had some kind of weird love affair with Daniel Vogelbach, which don't even get me started on. I have no idea what the hell that was about. But he also pulled in Lindor. We're waiting to see what's going to happen with Pete Alonso. Again, I'll talk about him a little bit later. But we have these cores in place. We have Jeff McNeil. We have Brandon Nimmo. We have our core in place. We're trying to shore up the center. And last year, it didn't work. It just, everything fell apart. It did not work. So one bad season, we're ready to throw it away. And don't get me wrong, the year before, we were crushing. We were humming through the regular season. It's just the Braves just went in immaculate tear, which they have an amazing lineup. Don't kid yourself. It's ridiculous. It was basically what the Dodgers are right now. And we lost in the first round. So we were all pissed off about that, plain and simple. And then last year, everything just slid down. Buck had shown no emotion on the field. And you could take whatever he says, like, I didn't have a chance to make any moves because of analytics. It's part of the game, man. You got to adapt with the game. And I don't know what the analytics were saying about Vogelbach. I mean, it's not even like his on-base percentage was good. It was not like Moneyball with, you know, Oakland A's. So I'm still trying to figure that one out. But to say Steve Cohen should sell the team is absolutely ludicrous. He managed to totally rebuild our farm system in 1 year, truly. We had the worst farm system in Major League Baseball up until last year. He gave his oncoming president of baseball operations a chance to rebuild from the farm and make ourselves competitors in the future. Now, win now is great if you have all the parts in place. We did not have all the parts in place to win now. And a really huge part of that is bullpen. So yeah, we had Max Scherzer and Justin Verlander, but after the sixth inning, if your bullpen cannot maintain that lead, oh well. Not to mention, your DH was a guy stepping up and watching strike three down the center of the plate, Daniel Vogelbach. So have we addressed those needs? In a sense, we were kind of riding out this year. We haven't addressed the needs. JD Martinez, I think, would be a fantastic fit for DH. But we're not in a win-now year. This year is a let's see what we have. Let's see what the farm system is about. Let's see these guys coming up and if they're any use to us. If not, we know to address in the free agency. We know to address in the draft. You have to have a self-awareness to what you're working with. I mean, that's just smart, okay? I mean, the way I think of this is Steve Cohen is a billionaire for a reason. Financially, he's incredibly successful because he ran his business smartly. He did everything that he needed to do wisely. He didn't just shoot from the hip and hope for the best, which is what we tried. We tried to buy a championship, and it didn't work. So now he's trying to build for a more sustainable future. Now, what's going on with Pete Alonso? That's another question. People saying he needs to be resigned right now. We need to resign him, which I love Pete Alonso. I love the man. Absolutely. I know some people around the league don't really care for him. I love the guy. As a Met fan, I'd love to see him retire as a Met. That being said, if he's having a great year, and Steve Cohen said, if he hits $55 million, I want to make it hard for me to not re-sign him. Pete is super neglected and I want to say unloved by baseball commentary. They say in the top 10 home run leader projected this year, Pete's not even in the top 10 in conversation. Since 2019, Pete Alonso has led Major League Baseball in home runs. And you're not even putting him in the top 10 to lead the league. That is just disrespectful. So I think he really wants to hit the free agency solely to see what his worth is. The Mets will shell the money. Steve Cohen will shell the money, especially for a guy like Pete. He'll put a C on his chest and make him captain. He retires as a Met. He'll be going down with Daryl Strawberry, Don Gooden, Tom Seaver, David Wright. Well, maybe not Tom. Tom is next level. But, and I look at it this way, even if you deal him before the trade deadline this year, you could still bring him back. Yes, you can do that. When he goes to the free agency, you could still pick him up. So he can go somewhere to a contending team, which, again, the Mets are not contenders, but they're not out. They're not just written off. They have a chance, a legitimate chance for a wild card spot. But if he goes to a contender and wins a World Series ring, and he goes to the free agency, we could still spend that money. We could still get him back. Now, there also is the human side to it, too. Does Pete want to be back? I think he does. I think he wants to be in New York. I think he loves the city. I think he loves the fan base. If he does get dealt before the trade deadline, I think David Stearns and Steve Cohen need to sit down in the room with him and be like, listen, this is why we're doing this, because we're trying to build that farm system. But we want you back. We'll look at you in the free agency. We're going to be talking to Scott Boras about you. We want you back. We will spend the money. Steve Cohen says, I really don't care about the luxury tax. I'll spend it. I say all this because this class, yeah, it had Blake Snell, Montgomery, and everything like that. Next year, you have like Corbin Burns up. That'd be great. You have Juan Soto, who will be a free agent next year. That'd be amazing, especially since he's already playing in a big league market. He's playing for the Yankees this year. So if you could see him compete and do well in a big stage like New York already, Steve will spend the money. He is willing to spend the money. He has shown that he's willing to spend the money. But because he's not spending the money this year, which we've just talked about, he is. You're ready to say that he's on the same page as the Wilpons? Doesn't make any sense. I'm sorry. It does not make a lick of sense to me. So when I say I really can't stand my own fan base, this is why. We're so emotional. We're not thinking things through. We're not seeing the plan. We're not trusting the process, which I understand. We haven't won the World Series since 1986. Guys, I wasn't a twinkle in my father's eyes since we won the World Series. The last time I was happy with this team was 2015. Truly happy with this team. And we lost in the World Series. So that's my rant. Steve Cohen is not going anywhere. Don't even think that he should be into this conversation of losing his job. Absolutely asinine. The worst fucking take I've ever heard in my entire life. Plain and simple. But that's my rant for the New York Mets. I plan on trying to do a rant for every team. There is one team, since I am a Mets fan, it was just the easiest one to do tonight. There is one team I'm really looking forward to doing, and that's the Pittsburgh Pirates. Probably dive into that next week. But yeah, I mean, I'll talk to you everything about the free agencies and what's going on in spring training, major injuries, but really nothing really to touch about going on in spring training. So get ready to hear some rants. But guys, thanks for listening to this episode of Coop's Hot Corner presented by Dadbot Sports. Make sure you like, subscribe, comment, any feedback that you can give us. We'd love to hear about it. And I love to be able to take criticisms and do better and give what I can to you, the listener, because I want to project and do the best that I possibly can for you. So make sure you listen to us on our main page and our main channel, Dadbot Sports. Y'all have a great night.